The village of Sherwood Hills is a heavily wooded patch of land flanked by two very urban, well-lit cities, Madison and Middleton. It's quiet in Sherwood at night and relatively dark, yet there are bright spots that generate complaints. For instance, home security lighting that annoys neighbors. The village itself offends. Some gripe about its ornamental and very visible light posts near a shopping mall. Sherwood Village Administrator Carl Franz says proposed lighting rules are an effort to preserve energy and the beauty of the night sky.
The idea behind the ordinance is not to stop things from being lit or to eliminate lighting for public safety purposes, but rather to ensure that light is being directed where it is intended to go.
The proposed rules for Sherwood Hills would regulate residential and commercial lighting, along with holiday lights. Bright displays would have to be turned off at 10 p.m. Businesses would have to cut all their lighting by 50% at 11. If enacted without change, Sherwood's ordinance would be more restrictive than most Wisconsin cities. Madison's exterior lighting law mainly applies to parking lots. It does not apply to holiday displays. And City Building Inspector Harry Salzer says residential citations for lamps outside Madison homes are rare.
Well, if it's an incandescent light, you can go up to 70 watts without providing for shielding. If it's above that, the fixture is supposed to be shielded so that it doesn't shine on someone else's property.
That would be considered what Madison's 1992 ordinance describes as light trespassing. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.